Could continuous light make you age faster? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Elian Lukasin, faculty in the Lab for Neurophysiology at Leiden University Medical Center, discusses the importance of the circadian rhythm on our natural processes.
Several billion years ago, life evolved on Earth under a light-dark cycle of about 24 hours. As a consequence, day-night rhythms are deeply rooted in the biology of virtually all organisms. In modern society, however, there's a pervasive usage of artificial lighting which disrupts the light-dark rhythm of the environment. Think about intensive care units, shift workers, or nursing homes. Research now shows that this phenomenon is not as innocent as it appears to be. People exposed to light at night are more likely to have health problems, such as cardiovascular disease and osteoporosis. As these are epidemiological studies, it has been difficult to draw a direct and causal link between aberrant light exposure and health. In a recent study, we found that mice exposed to continuous light for 6 months showed signs of premature aging, and that this lack of rhythm in the environment caused a spectrum of health issues. Specifically, it reduced the strength of the internal day-night rhythm in the central brain clock by 70%. Strikingly, mice in continuous light also experienced bone density loss, skeletal muscle weakness, and inflammation. After 2 weeks in the light, mice already had less grip strength and exaggerated inflammatory responses. After half a year in continuous light, CT scans of the bones showed signs of osteoporosis. When we subsequently restored the light-dark cycle, the rhythm of the neurons restored rapidly, as well as their health parameters. This extensive study provides a causal link between disruption of the environmental light rhythm and health. As the circadian system responds very similarly to light in humans, these results may also apply to humans and should be a warning for those exposed to light at night, which is 2/3 of the world population. Our health may benefit substantially from something as simple as turning the lights off at night.
That was Elian Lukasin of Leiden University Medical Center. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.